Jai Radha Madhava Kundabi Hari Jai Radha Madhava Kundabi Hari Gopi Janapala Bhakti Varadhari Gopi Janapala Bhakti Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanasari Namana Tira Vanasari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Dayam Vishnupad Balamanza, Briba Jigatarja, Astotar Rishi Mari, Sibakna Swami Prabhupada Ki, Chili Bishtom Vishnupad Balamanza, Briba Jigatarja, Astotar Rishi Mabaki Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki, Anantakori Vaishnavinda Ki, Namataja Haridas Thakur Ki, Pam Chikahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Panitanda Shidoita Gadara Shivasa Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki, Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki, Shivindavan Dham Ki, Mahabhinabdip Dham Ki, Nuramaniti Dham Ki, Jagannapuri Dham Ki, Shrimati Tulasi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Yamuna Mai Ki, Gloriesome Devotees, Gloriesome Devotees, Gloriesome, All Glory Shri Guru and Gauranga All Permanent. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 13, verse 9, 10, 11. Kechit pushpardalai kechit. Pallavair Ankarai Pupalai Shig Beast Twag Beer Tishad Beast Cha Bubuju Kitabhajana Bubuju Kitabhajana Among the coward boys, some place their lunch on flowers, some on leaves, fruits, or bunches of leaves, some actually in their baskets, some on the bark of trees, some on rocks. This is what the children imagined to be their plates as they ate their lunch. Verse 10. Sarve mito dashayanta Svasva bhojaruchim pitak Hasanto hasayantascha Bhyava jahru saheshvara Sarve mito darshayanta Svasvabho jarochin pritak Hasanto hasayantascha Vyavyaja Hrushaheshvara. Sarve mito darshayanta. Svasa bojarutim petak. Asanto hasayantascha. Vyavyaja Hrushaheshvara. Baba. Remito dashayanta Ladies. Big giant verse, which we probably won't everybody read, but Svar Sarve, all the coward boys, Mita, to one another, Darshayanta, showing, Svasa Bhojarujim Petak, different varieties of foodstuffs brought from home. With their separate and different tastes. Asanta. After tasting, they were all laughing. Hasayanta cha. And making others laugh. Abhyavajahru. Enjoyed lunch. Saha Ishvara. Along with Krishna. Translation. All the coward boys enjoyed their lunch with Krishna, showing one another the different tastes of the different varieties of preparations they had brought from home. Tasting one another's preparations, they began to laugh and make one another laugh. Purport. Sometimes one friend would say, Krishna, see how my food is relishable. And Krishna would take some and laugh. Similarly, Balaram, Sudama, and other friends would taste one another's food and laugh. In this way, the friends very jubilantly began to eat their respective preparations brought from home. Verse 11. Bibrad venom jatarapatayo shingavetri chakakshe vame pano masinakavalam tat palanya angulishu. Tishtan maje sapari suhrido hasayanama bi swai. Sarge loke misati bu buji yagya bu palakeli. So we can do the words for this. Bri brad benum. Keeping the flute. Jatara patayo. Between the tight clothing and the abdomen. Shinga Betre, both the horn bugle and the cow driving stick. I always wondering how they keep a whole stick while you're sitting down. You know, I guess not a big stick. They have big ones, and maybe these were the short ones. It'd be pretty hard to put some of those big ones in while you're sitting there eating. But they definitely had their paraphernalia. Cha also. Kakshe on the waist. Vame on the left hand side. Pano taking in hand. Masana kavalam. Very nice food prepared with rice and first class curd. Tat phalani. Suitable pieces of fruit like bale. Angulishu. Between the fingers. Tishtan. Staying in this way. Madhye. In the middle. Sapari Suhida. His own personal associates. Asean. Making them laugh. Narmabhi. With joking words. Swai. His own. Svargaloka Mishati. While the inhabitants of the heavenly planet Svargaloka were watching this wonderful scene, Bubuje, Krishna enjoyed. Yajnabhuk Balakeli. Although he accepts offerings in Yajna for the sake of childhood pastimes, he was enjoying foodstuffs very jubilantly with his coward boyfriends. Translation. Krishna's yajna book. That is, he eats only offerings of yajna. But to exhibit his childhood pastimes, he now sat with his flute tucked between his waist and his tight cloth on his right side, and with his horn bugle and cow driving stick on his left. Holding in his hand a very nice preparation of yogurt and rice, with pieces of suitable fruit between his fingers. He sat like the whorl of a lotus flower, looking forward toward all his friends, personally joking with them and creating jubilant laughter among them as he ate. At that time, the denizens of heaven were watching, struck with wonder at how the personality of Godhead, who eats only in yajna, was now eating with his friends in the forest. Purport. When Krishna was eating with his cowherd boyfriends, a certain bumblebee came there to take part in the eating. Thus Krishna joked, "Why have you come to disturb my Brahmin friend, Madhu Mangal? You want to kill a Brahmana? That is not good." All the boys would laugh and enjoy speaking such joking words while eating. Thus the inhabitants of the higher planets were astonished at how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who eats only when yajna is offered, was now eating like an ordinary child with his friends in the forest. Om Gyanat Marandasyaganjana Salakaya Chakshuna Malitangina Tasmay Shri Gavi Namaha Mukam Karoti Vatsalam Pangulam Nati Gari Kipatam Amvande Shri Guru Dhinatara Pancha Kapata Rubhyascha Kipa Sindhu Bheva Cha Patitanam Pavani Go Vaishnavi Guru Ma Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram. Among the coward boys, some placed their lunch on flowers, some on leaves, fruits, or bunches of leaves, some actually in their baskets, some on the bark of trees, and some on rocks. This is what the children imagined to be their plates as they ate their lunch. Because they're actually eating off these things, but they imagined them. They were their plates, but they imagined them, and they were. So, all the coward boys enjoyed their lunch with Krishna, showing one another different tastes of the different varieties of preparations they had brought from home. Tasting one another's preparations, they began to laugh and make one another laugh. Krishna's yajna book, that is, he eats only offerings of yajna, but to exhibit his childhood pastimes, he now sat with his flute tucked between his waist, his tight cloth on his right side, his horn bugle and cow-driving stick on his left, holding in his hand a very nice preparation of yogurt and rice, pieces of suitable fruit between his fingers. He sat like the whorl of a lotus flower, looking forward toward all his friends, personally joking with them and creating jubilant laughter among them as he ate. At that time, the denizens of heaven were watching, struck with wonder at how the personality of Godhead, who eats only in yajna, was now eating with his friends in the forest. Yajnanam. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha pabareva cha. This many verses that would remind us, or that this verse would remind us of, and there are many thousands describing this. This is the understanding of those in the Vidhi Marg. There are many verses like that. One of the principal names of Krishna is a general name of Krishna, Yajna Bhuk, that he eats when things are offered. He eats through the brahmanas. He eats, but this is a very unique way of eating. He's eating like this. It's described by some of the acharyas that although he's holding with his left hand, which is also like, wow, you don't eat with your left hand, you know. Even today, the Hindus eat with the right hand, even when they eat meat. They're very strict. But some acharyas say he was holding with his left and taking with his right, like that. And some of the boys didn't have even lunch. And because they came from a long distance, they thought they were going to go back, but then they stayed out later, so they thought they were going to come back for lunch. This is also described in other places. So, in this first verse is the path of environmentalism. Here's trees, rocks. I mean, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eating with Nityananda, they were also joking. Nityananda Mahaprabhu, Prabhu was eating on the banks of the Ganga during the Panihati festival. Then he was joking also. And Raghava Pandit was a little upset because he had made a huge meal at his house, which is not very far from that spot at the Ganga. He said, what's going to happen now? I made a huge feast. And Nityananda started laughing also. He said, why are you worried about that? I'm a coward boy. All my friends are coward boys. And all we do is eat. We just take prasad and we joke around. That's our whole program. Why are you getting anxiety? We're going to go then. Don't worry. Don't worry about anything. And many times it's mentioned, several times in Chaitanya-rita, that especially when Gornitai were offered plates, they had leaves from banana trees that had not less than 32 bunches of bananas. I mean, can anyone say they've seen banana trees with 32 bunches? Usually we see, you know, a few. I don't remember. Even since Mahaprabhu's time, and it's probably difficult to find that many. But what we imagine is that these were pretty big leaves also. That means that big banana tree in Hawaii, you have big, I know that big, but I don't know, about 32 bunches. I mean, it's big, a lot of bunches of banana. That means the idea is that it's a huge leaves, banana, and they were eating off those. It's mentioned there in Kunti's prayers about the Himay Janapada, the one verse that the rivers are running, the minerals are there, all the natural thing, and the Prabhupada has a very nice purport describing silks and all these things, very natural. So I remember Lakshmimoni would sometimes bring back the lotus leaves, and people would eat off those at festivals, or she would bring them to certain places. So they were also eating off lotus leaves. Sometimes it's mentioned that they were fanning each other with lotus leaves. And so they're eating here off also bunches of flowers. And there's big flowers. I mean, you throw your prasad on the flowers. Sometimes they would open up a samosa and trick other boys. They would open up a kachori samosa and put some jasmine, which don't taste that good. Even they smell good, but they don't. And little flower, the other types of flowers in a samosa and then give it to the other boy, you know. They were really prankish. There's different types of boys and they have things that they do. Like, many of them are prankish. Some of them are just out and out argumentative. Some are very submissive. and others are joking. So these things are going on. They don't consider it any aparad. So this is like a joking, just like Krishna is saying, you know, Madhumang. Actually, in other places, Madhumangal actually says it also that, oh, this bee, you want to bite me and kill a Brahmin? Because Madhumangal is famous for this type of joking. That's his big thing, his main program. He's joking all the time. And Krishna is also expert at joking. All these qualifications of Krishna that he's expert. And he shows full expertise, clever, expert, genius, speaking languages at the same time to all the different animals and birds. And the bee, he was actually speaking to the bee in his language. There's a pastime like that with Radharani, and Radharani faints because Maru, the word Maru means bee, but it also refers to Maru, Sudan, Krishna. So Radharani thought that something was happening to Krishna, so she fainted just by hearing Maru. Something would happen to Maru with this bee, might bite him, kill him, or something. So, but this never happens. They actually talk like that, kill a Brahmin, but these are Nitya Leela, so this never really happens. Just like the demons in Goloka, they don't actually do any harm. They're just rumored about that. So they're eating off of rocks, flat rocks. Nowadays, somebody might have hesitation, but even nowadays, if you washed a rock, let's say you were near a stream, you could eat off a rock. Reminds me when Prabhupada came in, I think Adidev probably would have been there, but whether you remember, Prabhupada came into the first pavilion, in the Prasadam pavilion. Were you there? And then he started chanting, Sharirada Vidyajalda and Vidyatoyakal. Then right after that, he gave this little talk, and he said that now that we had this marble, of course marble is, Prabhupada said, purer than gold. Doesn't mention that they had gold plates, or marble plates, but they had rock plates. But then he said that you could eat off this because marble is so pure. You wouldn't have to use plates even, any kind of even leaf plate, which we didn't see anybody doing that, but just eating off those little raised areas. So they're eating off rocks, bunches of leaves, or just a big leaf. Even today, it's common. Whenever we go to India, it's increasing a little more now. You get little paper things and styrofoam. Then what do you do with it? It becomes a big quandary. Up until just so many years ago, there was none of this trash. Like when we first came to Mayapur, it was everything nice. And even a sugarcane spit out became a subject of consternation for Prabhupada, which was a natural thing. It was on Bhaktisiddhanta Road, there were sugarcane spit outs, and Prabhupada was very concerned. He said, what is this? Why is this here? It shouldn't be there. So now there's all kinds of plastic. And this is, we can understand if we follow Yasya Prashada Bhagavad Prashada Yasya Prashada Nagati Katopi that our acharyas are not pleased with this type of program when there's garbage thrown around, plastic, non-disposable. So it was very nice that devotees like Kalakanta started it with the disposable organic plates. Now the karmis, they don't think of this at all. They think some of them do, but most of them, they're just, I know when they wanted to develop some big warehouse around here, I remember the quote that the big Dollar General Walmart or something, and the guy in the quoted in the paper, and he said, this land was lying dormant, completely unused, dormant. In other words, he was considering that it's unused. Now we're developing it. Just like when they say landfill, the implication is that Krishna created something void, empty, and they're going to improve on it by filling it with all their garbage. So they're viparitani. They have just the opposite idea of Krishna consciousness. But here, in the spiritual world, and in here in Raja Bhumi, these coward boys are sitting very nicely, naturally. There's no worry about plastic, like Prabhupada said. Nowadays, they think they've improved by having plastic bangles and throwing away. But previously, they had all gold. Maybe they had some silver and jewels, beautiful jewels. Very astounding things. So these things are very natural. Vanadri nadyadan vanto hit. Tava Vikshitai, Kunti Dev says, by glancing, all these things are
flourishing, all the rivers are flourishing, the mountains full of minerals, the oceans. Even in those days, they dove into the ocean somehow. Even now, it's said that there are some guys in these islands hold their breath for like 10 minutes, and they go down, and they get different things out of the ocean. Of course, they die for unmentionable stuff also. But so imagine thousands of years ago, they had some way of going into the oceans. I think this is a new improvement by going down and exploiting. But everything in this material world is just the opposite of the spiritual world. Everything's being exploited. But these coward boys, they're sitting with Krishna, wonderful setting. And what are they doing? Joking. It's one of the main things always mentioned. Hasanto hasyantascha. They're joking and tasting and laughing. So vivida, there's so many types of taste mentioned. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about Krishna sitting, eating different types of preparations. When Mahaprabhu was taking shak, like at Advaita Acharya's feast, Madhavendra Puri's feast, he described to the devotees there are 20 types just of shak, spinach. Not just the way it was made. Each one was made different ways, but there were 20 types. He said, this type of spinach increases your life, this type of spinach, you know, makes you happy, and this type of spinach, achuta, no, so many types, 20 types just of spinach. And he was, and then the word got out. So when Mahaprabhu went to other places to take prasad, oh, they made always different types of spinach. Vivida, vyanjan, different types of vegetables. Besides spinach, there were pots of, and they also, besides eating off the plates, they used to roll them up and make flutes out of some of these leaves. In some places, it says that Krishna was also eating this yogurt prep with fruit, with lemon pickle. And so all those things, there's so many thousands of preparations that these coward boys were eating. Indescribable. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that prasada seva korite hoy sakala prapancha joy. By taking prasad, we conquer the material energy. This is an important aspect, taking prasad. Now the impersonalists and others, they take ordinary food. Even we're reading about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Previously he was thinking that, yeah, they call it prasad, okay. He had some theoretical understanding that it was prasad. Because, of course, they call it prasad in Jagannath Puri. But then after, when Mahaprabhu came, we heard about that just recently. Early in the morning, purposely he came, just when Sarvabhauma was getting it, he just gave him that. And then Sarvabhauma quoted all kinds of verses about the prasad, that even if it's dry, even if it's stale or cold, still comes from a long distance. You have to take it. Prabhupada describes even if it falls on the ground, people pick it up. In the old days, the prasad, the devotees were so much into the prasad that they would take the remnants of even the karmis that came to the feast. You're shaking your head, you did that? Nowadays, nobody does it. What? But yeah, we very much didn't mind, you know, just took it all and even merged it and whatever it was, we ate it, didn't matter. But then later, people, you know, especially when you think you could get Hep C or AIDS or something, you're not going to be doing that too much. But so prasad is not contaminated. What to speak of when the coward boys are eating and they're sticking in each other's mouth. First they eat it. They say, wow, Krishna, this is really good. Sometimes they joke. They say, oh, my grandfather made this prep. And the other boy will say, your grandfather, he can't cook. Your grandmother, you know, they say like that. This is like when Lord Chaitanya was joking with Raghunath Das that even though your father and your uncle are almost like my grandparents, in a way, your father and uncle, Haranya, but since I'm like, so much a junior of theirs, I can joke and say they're like worms in the pit of stool, simply trying to enjoy material life. But they took that as a joke. Raghunath Das was never insulted, of course, because he was also rejecting his father's money. So much money, they were the richest guys in all of Bengal, practically all of Nadia. And they were supplying, Raghunath Das was supplying a big feast even for Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya considered it more tasty when he took the same old rice that Raghunath Das was eating. Raghunath said, this is not fit for you. Why are you eating this? Don't play any jokes. We know that you're eating in the temple 56 offerings or every day. But look, Mahaprabhu was more pleased with that rotten rice that the cows weren't even eating it. Raghunath Das had to wash it off. Mahaprabhu Bhakti Gani Vairagya Pradhan Jahoiti Jahadeki Priti Hoi Gora Bhagavan. Gora Bhagavan is so pleased with this mood of the devotee like Raghunath Das, this pure renunciation. Mahaprabhu was getting the big feast, very nice. But then he said, what happened to the feast? He asked Govinda. No feast anymore? Raghunath Das not making feast? No. He thought, why am I getting money from my uncle? I came here to be a, renunciate, Vairagi. Now I'm going to make feast? No. So even though Mahaprabhu was taking that feast still, he renounced that money and didn't take it. He was waiting and just begging some food. People would come with Jagannath Prasad, many big temples. I know I had this experience at Govindaji, maybe I mentioned it, in Govindaji temple in Jaipur, that they're selling some maha sweets right next to the, in a booth, right next to the altar, right next to the temple, right there, So you buy it. But I didn't know the situation. As soon as I bought it, people ripped it out of my hands and it was gone. I just bought it. I gave like 2 rupees, 4 rupees, whatever. And immediately everyone just took it and I was like standing like this. Nothing. I had thought, wow, these people are heavy duty. Then someone explained that, no, you only buy, you have to distribute. So this is what prasad is. Like when the devotees, one devotee used to steal prasad or from everybody and they were complaining to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, yes, some people are just taking prasad or distributing, others are stealing, it doesn't matter. Prabhupada took it as a joke. I know the first day I came to India in Calcutta, there was a nice, pretty nice prasadam. We were sitting there in 1974 and I was talking and some people I hadn't seen in a long time. And I turned around, I noticed all my sweets were gone off my plate. And I was looking, I said, wait a minute, weren't the rascal there? And Mani Bunda, who'd been in India quite some time, I guess he was hungry. He was just chomping down, laughing. So I guess I learned the hard way, you could say. And he was probably quoting one of those pastimes. Those sweets were long gone. So these are the pastimes. But no one starves. Krishna is supplying unlimited. Everyone's trading prasadam. So these are some of the funny pastimes. It's described that Nityananda, especially Kotuki, the word is used, Kotuki, he's very funny and he's always creating a situation where it's funny, like with Advaita Acharya. First Advaita Acharya says, I don't know what I'm doing here, eating with this so-called mendicant. Is he a sannyasi? I don't even know what he is. He has no caste. I've ruined my whole caste now by eating with Nityananda. So they're continually joking. Then Nityananda is saying, well, look at you. You're some weird smarta Brahmin. Why am I eating with a smarta? Now what is going to happen to me? Like that, they're going back and forth. Finally, they're throwing rice at each other. And these are funny pastimes. Like when Mother Sachi, she made some sweets and she gave Nityananda, then Mahaprabhu was sitting outside in the courtyard taking prasadam. She gave sweets. And suddenly Nityananda just took all the sweets, sandesh, and he just threw them like this. And Sachi said, oh my God, don't act like a madman, Nityananda. Nittai, why are you acting like this? It's not good. Please. Just take prasad like a normal person. Why have to do like this? So she went inside to see if she could make some more. And when she came inside, the 5 sweets that were there, they were the same sweets, were sitting there. She thought she would have to, she didn't have any more or anything. But then those same sweets, there she was like, completely bewildered. What's going on? So this is like this Brahma stealing the cows. And for one set, actually Truti, it says a hundredth of a second he turned away. And that hundredth of a second turned into a whole year by calculation, and all Krishna expanded. What to speak of prasadam? He expanded all the boys, the cows, calves, and the cow sheds, everything. All the boys with all these details that are mentioned, they all had different types of hair. They look different. Some are actually ruby colored and some are greenish. And ruby is green, isn't it? No, ruby red. Is ruby green or red?
Red.
Yeah, but some are actually greenish and gold, coral color, different colors. And Krishna expanded. Previously, all these, the ladies, especially the ladies and the men also, in Vrindavan, they had their sons. They loved their sons, but they always thought, wish I had Krishna as my son. He's so wonderful like that. So they would had more love for Krishna. But then when Krishna expanded, they loved his sons just as much. So there was no dissatisfaction. And Krishna also was relishing drinking their breast milk and interacting for a whole year. And even then, Krishna, as those coward boys, or the coward boys who were actually Krishna, they got married. So later when those gopis, supposedly they had their husbands and they went with Krishna, but the husbands were Krishna. They had married the husbands, that's Krishna. And they were actually Krishna also. So it's no problem for Krishna to supply unlimited, especially if one is surrendered to Krishna. I mean, even now, all the devotees are eating. Prabhupada used to always mention that the neighborers, he called them the neighborers in L.A., they were always, many of them envious, that these guys, they go out and chant all day. We go to work. They're chanting all morning. They jump in these vans. They go and chant all day down. We go down. We go to work. We see them chanting. They're eating. We're working. They're singing. We're eating. We're working and eating. But they're singing and not doing anything. So Prabhupada said, why don't you join here? That they won't do. And then what to speak of eating, then we're also giving food for life. Millions of kids are getting food in Delhi, in this city, that city, in India, all over the world. We're supplying. So Krishna is supplying unlimited. Eko Bahosham, he's expanding. Eko Bahanam Yovidadati Kaman. So this is the full illustration of that in this pastime. Okay, so, Cindy, comment?
Yeah. One point that, is how, in this story, how it's developing here, and it's talking about that Krishna eats through sacrifice, the understanding that we're all getting quite easily because of studying Srimad Bhagavatam through all the cantos, Lord Brahma couldn't understand Krishna, that here's that God can do this. So we have no problem understanding how Krishna can do all these things, but nobody else can. This is extremely confidential understanding that's being presented here, that he's eating, he's got food in his left hand. We have no problem with that, but even Lord Brahma, who's the first, his brain power and his understanding, he couldn't see that as God, that that's Krishna that's doing that. This was one of the main points. So, of course, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it mentions that Krishna consciousness is that, what's the verse? It's Krishna tattva,
bhakti rasa tattva,
prema tattva sara, bhava tattva, rasa tattva, lila tattva, are. So, sounds nice. But anyway, so the way that we're being trained, we have no problem understanding the sweetness of Krishna, but it's so confidential. It's just something to point out how wonderful it is that we can understand this aspect of Krishna by Prabhupada's mercy, and even Lord Brahma, he couldn't until the end of the chapter. You know.
Therefore, Prabodhananda Saraswati, he mentions Vidhi Mahendra Dish Chakatayate, that when devotees get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, Yat Karuna Dikataksha Vavitam Tam Mevavoram Stama, they consider Brahma, Shiva, Indra, all these demigods just like tiny insects. But, I mean, we don't go around saying that, but actually people get upset. Just like when they had these articles about the demigod worship in BTG some years ago, it must have been 10, 15 years already. Many Hindus are really, they're still up in arms, you know. They're still up. Why you say that? How you can say that? The demigod. Just they don't see like Prabodhananda Saraswati. Yeah.
You were talking about how we would take the food of the guests in the old days at the Sunday feast. We would put it all their food, the people that just came, and put it in a pot and heat it up again and then serve it to ourselves. But not only that, if we happen to spill, say, our milk or our doll, we would act as a human vacuum cleaner, and we would get down and we'd use our mouth on the floor and we'd clean the soup or the milk. I'm sure some of you probably remember doing that because we.
Well, I was always a hypochondriac. I don't know if I did all that. But.
Well, I know I did it only because everybody else was doing it. And that's how sincere we were. We had so much respect.
That was before we had transfer pots, too. Like, they'd throw everything back in the pot.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember when there used to be the piles. We'd pull all the plates at the in New Dwarka, Los Angeles. They'd serve it out in the sanctuary, which is now the temple room, and they would all put it into a big pile right by between the doors there. And I remember the one sannyasi used to come by and always make his plate up from that. Ridainanda Maharaj used to always come by and make his plate up. Out of
from the guest remnants?
Yeah. And I was like, new devotee. I said, I wouldn't do that.
I don't think he'll do it now either. He probably doesn't do that now.
I don't know.
Anything else? Hare Krishna. Oh, there we go.
We're talking about plastic in India. I remember when we were there in, was it early 70s, and we went to Calcutta and we went to the area where they made pots and they made cups, clay cups. And I mean, these guys were amazing. They could just knock out, you know, hundreds of cups an hour. But they would fire them very low so that it was good for like one drink. And then it would
then
just
they'd crumble.
Yeah, it would just fall apart. You know, it'd be back into the ground. So it's all biodegradable. And I remember even in Calcutta being amazed at how little garbage there was. And even whatever couldn't be, you know, wouldn't just biodegrade, they would move it to some kind of like a dead end street or something. There'd be cows there just, you know, waiting for it and pigs and stuff. And you know,
or if it wasn't biodegradable, the scavenger people would take it and use it, even bits of broken glass.
Yeah.
Just like I remember going to Navadvip in 74, and I was thinking, oh, I should have brought shoes. I think I was walking, and someone said, let's go. And I thought, oh, man, I don't want to get cut with broken glass. And I remember there wasn't any broken glass.
Right.
What to speak of plastic?
No, you they drink the drink, and they'd say, you can't leave until you finish that drink.
And they take well, that's because they
reuse it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it look like it's new. Anything else?
Speaking about paper plate, and so in the tropics, most of the plates are they use lotus leaves. Most of the places use lotus leaf, and then,
still,
then after a few days, it just disintegrates.
You're telling me in Guyana they don't have paper plate?
A little bit. But I think they use lotus leaves a lot. Because it's in abundance. Lotus leaves, lotus flowers, it grows like...
Yeah, well, there are lots of those.
Wild. You know, you put a lotus plant here, and within a month or so, it spreads like... You know,
yeah, I was there. I saw it. Yeah. So every little pond, anywhere there's anything, there's lotus flowers growing in Guyana.
Yeah,
it's one of the up...
One of the good things in it.
Up things about Guyana.
Also about those clay cups, I noticed that they'd have a pile and you would throw your cup into it so it would break when it went into the pile. And I checked out a little bit there and he said they collected them back up again and they melted them back down. So maybe they weren't fired all of them because they could just reuse, they turned it back into clay. And
they got to fire it somewhat.
Well, you know that
it won't. Yeah, you can't get it hard
glazed.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Who knows what kind of?
Yeah, no glaze. Yeah, and then like the pots. You remember they would have drinking water pots that were always made out of clay because it would cool because the water goes through the clay. It's porous, and it would evaporate on the outside, not much, but enough to make the water at least 20 degrees cooler. So if it was
they're still doing that.
Yeah, it actually works really good, and it doesn't cost anything.
Anything else? Okay, Haribol.